You are listening to Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio, brought to you by M Relevance, because all of your marketing should be relevant. And now, here are today's hosts.
All right. Good morning and welcome back to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show. I am your host, Todd Schneck, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. How are you?
Good morning, Todd. I'm great.
You know, we're a couple weeks into spring. Thank goodness.
Finally.
It's been a long and interesting winter. It's going to be a lovely season. You know, Carol, we have a great guest today. I'm looking forward to this conversation. Say hello to Joanne Williams. She is the founder and CEO of J. Williams Staffing. Good morning, Joanne. Welcome to the show.
Good morning. My pleasure to be here.
Well, the pleasure is ours. Thanks for carving out some time to join us. Joanne, before we get into a conversation around J. Williams Staffing, take a few seconds. Tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Well, on a personal note, I am the seventh of eight children. So there's nothing that prepares you for a tough business world like having five older brothers. And I'm born and raised in the Midwest and came out here and got involved in real estate and started working for a sales and marketing company. Spent 10 years with a builder as a sales and marketing vice president. And then I got into the staffing business in 1998. So I've been in the staffing business for about 16 years now.
So tell us more about J. Williams Staffing. And you said you came out there. So for our listeners who don't know where out there is, also tell us where you're located.
Well, my corporate office is in Irvine, Orange County, California. And we've been in business now 10 years. So, it's a staffing firm, full service staffing firm, and it's niched in the real estate industry. It's staffing is an amazing industry where 90% of American companies utilize the services of staffing companies. But ours is niched specifically in the real estate industry, partially because that's what I knew and what I really understood. And it's been, fortunately, it's been a good choice for our clients. The menu of services that we have include temporary and full-time placement, direct placement for new home salespeople for builders, leasing consultants and service technicians, groundskeepers to the property management companies at their apartment communities, and then all other positions related to real estate, like escrow coordinators and architects, draftsmen, purchasing agents, accounting managers for ad agencies, clerical admin, accounting, just, you know, all of the above. The only thing we don't do is we don't do anything that's a non-professional person, like on-site framers and, you know, the general labor that's out on the construction site.
Joanne, how'd you get your start in home building? How did that get started?
It's interesting. I mean, I had a marketing background, so I was in healthcare marketing. I know, big swing. And got my real estate license and moved to Orange County and went to work for a sales and marketing consulting firm. And I don't know, Carol, if you remember Dreyer and Young back in the day. And they did a lot of home builder business, smaller home builder business. And then from there, I went into the market research arena. And at that time, we called it senior housing. Now it's called 55 plus. But I did a lot of market research across three states for clients on that level. And then that led me to an opportunity to work for a builder as a vice president of sales and marketing. And I stayed there for 10 years. And during that time, I mean, that's where I really got, I really was inspired to do something different and specifically get into, you know, staffing.
Yes. So what made you decide to create a staffing agency just completely aimed at home building?
Well, it's really funny. And I know, you know, we all look back on how things happen and it seems so seamless when you look back. But at the time, it was a real struggle working for a home builder to try and have the staff in place and more importantly, ready when you started opening communities. And it was, you know, we were opening a lot of communities at that time. This was 87 to 97. So there were ups and downs during that time. So at the time I was there, I started working with a staffing company and got real creative about some little internship programs. I worked with the same staff for months at a time, but they weren't on my payroll. They were temporary people, but they were licensed. You know, it gave me the opportunity to see what they could do. And then when there was a change in my staff or I opened something new up, then I had these junior agents on the bench already ready to go. So when I finally left that home builder, I went to work for a staffing company and I stayed with them for about 5 years. But it just only fueled, you know, the desire to create a staffing company that was specific to home builder needs. So, and, you know, I personally knew what those challenges were so well that, you know, I knew what options I wanted to bring to the market. And that was 10 years ago in Southern California. Now we're in 6 states and soon to be 7.
All right. Outstanding. Well, Joanne Williams will return after this short commercial break. Great news stories don't just happen. They are the result of cultivating relationships with the media. Public relations is a great way to add excitement to your marketing program, while also creating third-party credibility. With decades of experience of working with the media online and offline, the Marketing Relevance team is uniquely positioned to deliver your company's stories. Call us today at 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com. All right, and we're back with Joanne Williams, founder and CEO of J. Williams Staffing. All right, so Joanne, we've talked about how you got into this niche. Let's talk about the actual organization now. Exactly what do you do and how does it work?
Well, we primarily recruit and assess and hire and train the positions that we're placing for our home builders and our property managers. So how it works on our end is a client will call and say, I need a temporary salesperson for the next 5 weekends. Either they want to see the resume first or they don't, doesn't matter. But we pull from our talent pool and we look for specific things in those individuals, but we also put them through some assessment testing to find out, you know, what their level of vocabulary is, how spontaneous and how assertive they are. And, you know, some of those things help us make great choices. And so then we will match that candidate up with that assignment and we'll send them out. We, 2 weeks ago, there was a huge master plan community that opened here in Southern California. Toll Brothers and Shea Homes opened a community and we staffed it. And so for their grand opening, they had 23 of our people in polo shirts, you know, directing people to the models, giving bus tours. I mean, they were doing all kinds of things, mostly on a concierge base. That's how it works. Our main goal is to hire good people, but in addition to that is to help them be successful and safe on the job. And their success is what fuels the entire organization. Because if our temps are not successful when they go out there and work, those candidates can't make a good impression and do a good job, the entire equation falls apart. So that's our big devotion, is how do we make sure that our people are trained and have enough information to go out and do well.
So you mentioned staffing a grand opening, but what types of other positions do you fill and where all are your clients located?
Well, we have a lot of national builder clients, but we have a lot of regional clients too. Well, we are in California, both Northern, Southern, and Central Valley, the entire state. We're in Reno, Vegas area, Phoenix, Tucson, Houston, San Antonio, Austin, Dallas-Fort Worth, and Atlanta, the entire state of Colorado. Colorado is actually a franchise, and then we're opening a second franchise in Seattle in about 2 months. So, but the people are placed primarily on site, inside the sales offices, either assisting the salesperson that's there or maybe covering for somebody's day off. And they come in with, you know, they're an hourly person. They're not making a commission. They don't dilute the salesperson on the job's commission, nor do they come in with a conflict of interest because they are a general real estate person that actually has a listing down the street where they just might feel more inclined to take Bill and Susan and show them that property instead of touring them through the model. So there's a big advantage to using a service like ours where they're specifically trained to be on site with the home builders. And, you know, same applies for the apartments. The training we put our people through was created by some of the industry's best, the Jeff Shores of the world and Susan Hyland and, you know, a lot of trainers that came out of big builder national trainers.
Well, you know, when you have an opening in Vegas, let me know. All right. So it obviously depends on the position you're trying to fill, but walk us through what you look for in an individual. I mean, what type of qualities, experience, do they have to come from the industry? Talk us through what you're actually looking for.
Well, in certain states, even if you're a host, hostess person, you have to be licensed because the state just regulates it that way. California, Nevada, Arizona, now Seattle will be as well. You have to have a license to even be talking about the property or demonstrating the product or anything. Not so true in Atlanta and Texas. So it's a little different. Like here, we would have to, all of the whatever 900 temps we have in California are all licensed. And in Texas, we can pull from a different pool. We still look for some of the same qualities, but they don't have to have a license. So we can go to places like Nordstrom's and Enterprise Rent-A-Car and other places that do great training programs and work with that and assess our candidates. But generally, what's really critical is they need to have a level of enthusiasm. They need to be professional. I mentioned vocabulary is important. They have to be tech savvy, especially right now. It's more and more online and social media communication with builders and prospects. So we really find that to be a real asset. So generally, you know, that's sort of what we look for. I mean, they need to know how to walk in a room and present themselves.
So let's talk a little bit more about Atlanta. I know that you opened an Atlanta office, I guess it was mid to late last year, but tell us about Atlanta. A lot of our listeners probably don't know that that your services are available here.
I know. Well, our office is located in Alpharetta, and I know you know Scott Payne, who is our local director there, and we are excited to be there. We're partnering with the GAHBA. David Ellis is the executive officer over there. We just recently conducted a building industry compensation survey for the building industry within the Atlanta community, and sent out a survey and produced a guide for them. And so we're getting a little brand recognition out there and credibility from that. So yeah, we're anxious to do more business in the Atlanta area. Thanks for asking.
All right. Well, on that vein, in Atlanta market, if someone is looking for a job, who do they contact? And if a company is looking to fill a position, who do they contact?
They would contact Scott at this point. And the number, do you want the phone number?
Yes, please.
The phone number is area code 404-935-5057. And also our toll-free number here where all things happen is 866-597-8367. All information is available on our website as well. It's jwilliamsstaffing.com. And it has all of our locations, all of our phone numbers, all of our pictures, a little bit more about the company.
All right. Well, I hate to say we're about out of time. Joanne, it was one last time. Remind everybody where they can get more information on the organization.
Okay, great. Our website's the best resource, and that is jwilliamsstaffing.com.
jwilliamsstaffing.com. All right. Joanne, it was a real pleasure to have you on the show today. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
Thank you, Todd. My
pleasure. All right. And that was Joanne Williams, the founder and CEO of J. Williams Staffing. All right, the deal of the day is next, but stick around for our final segment. We'll be right back.
All right, time for the deal of the day. Ben, what have you got for us?
So today we're going to start off May with another Home South Communities offering. This one is Ivy Creek Manor, which is located in Buford, Georgia, which is also Gwinnett County. And what they're offering is all spring. Remember that awesome deal we had last week that was $10,000 off?
I was just going to say Home South is on a roll.
Yes. Well, this is $10,000 off, again, by using their preferred lender for this community for all spring. So the prices here are a little bit different. So this is starts in the mid twos and gets into the threes. So you're looking at that $10,000 going even farther. And these are two-story and ranch craftsman style homes.
You know, I got to tell you, just that extra $10,000, if you're buying a new home, you always want to add X and add Y and $100 here and $200 there, and pretty soon you blow your budget. But if you've got that extra $10,000,
Ben, are there any specific rules about how you can use that? Or you put it towards amenities? Or
So you get it by using their preferred lender, of course. And this $10,000 on this community can only be done towards closing costs and upgrades. So not off the price of the home like we could last week with the other community. But with this community, you're looking at open floor plans, chef's kitchens, 36-inch cabinets, backsplash, stainless steel appliances. They have large islands, granite countertops. Throughout the rest of the home, you're looking at coffered ceilings, fireplaces, bedroom and full bath on the main, and the two-story versions, of course.
You know what? That is a big deal, having that master on the main. That's a great, great feature. That and the big island in the kitchen. Those are two things I must have.
So, and they've got limited hardwood. So one of the things your $10,000 can be done is expanding those hardwoods throughout the rest of the home.
That's cool.
Talk about an obvious upgrade.
As I said, it is up in Buford, Georgia, Gwinnett County, up by I-85 North. So easy commutes. And then around there, you're looking at Mall of Georgia, Bogan Park. You can watch the Gwinnett Braves over at Cool Ray Fields. If you're more in the mood for golf, there's Hamilton Mill Golf Club. And you can wander over towards Chateau Alain, which is not too far away.
And just to clarify, when you say all spring, so there's no... It sounds like you have a pretty wide window here when you can apply this deal.
Yep. Now, I don't know how long it'll last, because it lasts as long as inventory is. So
you still better move pretty quickly.
Yeah, I wouldn't drag my feet.
All right. Where can people get more information on this, Ben?
So you can find out more at homesouthcommunities.com, or you can call the Ivy Creek team that's there of Ivy Wilson, 404-713-3373, or Susan Sparks at 678-622-7460.
All right. Well, that wraps today's deal of the day. All right, and we're back with our next guest, a return guest to the show. Welcome back, Mitch Hires, the president of Construction Resources. Welcome back, Mitch.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me.
It's always a pleasure to have you. A busy time of the year for you, but real quickly, remind the audience a little bit about you and your background and what Construction Resources is all about.
Construction Resources is made up of a group of companies, which includes Atlanta Kitchen, Atlanta Marble Manufacturing, Atlanta Glass and Mirror, and Builders Floor Covering and Tile. We offer a range of specialty items for your home that include everything from Cambria countertops, granite, quartz, and solid surface countertops, glass, shower enclosures, mirrors, closet systems, shelving, as well as carpet, hardwood, and tile in both residential and commercial applications. We're a 44-year-old family-owned and operated company and are based out of Decatur, Georgia.
Wow, that sounds like a whole lot of stuff that you got there. And it's coming up on Mother's Day, and Mother's Day is always a big day for you, and it's always a big day for my family, too, because we always look forward to your sale event and what's going on there. And my mother's a real estate agent, so she's always excited to push that out to her clients and to upgrade her house, and it's just a fabulous time. So can you tell us more about what's going on next Friday and Saturday?
We have our annual spring Mother's Day clearance sale. We do this every year on Mother's Day weekend. It's Friday and Saturday, May 9th and 10th, from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. in our Decatur CR Home Design Center. This is a 30,000-square-foot design center where we warehouse and display a lot of the products that I mentioned earlier. The sale has been a big success for us. It's the only, we do this once in the fall, once in the spring. It's the only time that we discount off for our retail customers and our end user customers. We have savings that range anywhere from 15 to 70%. We have a lot of overstock items. We have a lot of materials that may have been made the wrong color, but there's nothing wrong with them. We have some things that have been, you know, returned and discontinued. So we group all those together. We have a 16-acre campus here, 250,000 square feet. On those 2 days, we will have food and shuttle service that takes everyone from building to building and location to location. You can pick out granite remnants, tile overstock, glass mirror, shower doors. Everything in the store is at least, or at our location, is at least 15% off. And then some products are, of course, more heavily discounted than that. We also offer all Kohler, Grohe, and Moen faucets, as well as a wide, wide range of plumbing fixtures and sinks. Those are all on sale as well. It's just a good day for our customers as well as a good day for our employees. It's one of the few times that we get all of our employees together who are part of our sales team, and they all participate in this event. And so we kind of block out 2 days to really concentrate on our retail and end-user customers who have been customers of ours multiple times over the past 44 years. So it's a great way for them to achieve a significant savings.
Well, Ben, you and I were just talking about this event not too long ago, and we were both remarking about what an amazing event it is, and the campus is just an amazing place, and it's such a great event. I was joking with Ben, Mitch, that it ought to be on like a tourist map in terms of just one of the big, great events you should be doing in Atlanta. You mentioned some of those sales numbers. I mean, it's an amazing opportunity to get some great product. Talk to me about Cambria, though. I talk about the sale opportunities there, and tell us more about that product, because that's one of my favorites.
Cambria is a family-owned and operated quartz production facility that Cambria is a quartz product that has a lifetime warranty. I tell people there's no day after with Cambria. Cambria is the fastest growing countertop market in the U.S., countertop product in the U.S. You do not have to worry about sealing the product. You do not have to worry about day-to-day maintenance. Basically, you install it, and again, no day after. You just wipe it down and clean it, and that's it. There's not some of the other issues that are associated with some of the natural stones or marbles, pitting, staining, scratching, some of those items that can occur. Also, Cambria has a unique price structure. Most of the countertop products we sell are either tiered or priced at different ranges based on the color and availability and supply and demand. Cambria has 103 distinctive designs, all at one low price. On this day, all the Cambria products will be at least 15% off. Some of those are 35% off. So you're going to see every color and every design that Cambria has, Atlanta Kitchen has in stock. We stock over 2,000 Cambria slabs at all times, and this gives the customer the peace of mind that when they come in and order something, it's something they can see if they want to see the full slabs, and it's nothing that they have to wait on deliveries or wait on an out-of-stock situation. Everything we have is in stock.
All right. Hint to audience, this is a big deal. All right. Mitch Hires will return after this short commercial break.
When was the last time you browsed the web from your mobile phone? With more consumers than ever searching for your business on the go, it's important that you make a great first impression. Make sure your website is making the most of your mobile presence with content designed uniquely for smartphones and tablets. Get started with the team at Marketing Relevance today. Call 770-383-3360 or visit marketingrelevance.com.
All right, and we're back with Mitch Hires, the president of Construction Resources.
So, Mitch, you talked about Cambria before and about all the great things about it and how it's stronger and more environmentally friendly. Do you have other environmentally friendly products that are going to be on sale during Mother's Day event?
Absolutely. We are also have an exclusive on a product called Vitrazzo. It is a recycled glass and concrete product. It's actually made of recycled beer bottles, Sky vodka bottles, I mean, all types of recycled and reclaimed glass that are ground up, and they're color matched, and you get the glass products are recycled into a concrete format, slab format, and we cut those and fabricate those into countertops. That's one of the products that we offer. It is LEED certified, and we are seeing a lot of growth opportunity with this product. It is also 15% off, and really different looking color palette, something that's eclectic, and people seem to be drawn toward that. It's got that wow factor to it that when people walk in your kitchen and see this, it'll be the first thing that they're drawn to. So that's one of the products that we're selling. Also, we have a recycled marble product called Pietrafina, made exclusively for bathroom applications. Another product that offers you 12 colors at one price. Very, very competitively priced, by the way, in the low $30 square foot range. These are products that, again, are strictly for the bathroom, but we've had a lot of success us with. And besides that, we've got different products in flooring, whether it's bamboo or some of those things that are offered, and different products in carpet also that have a recycled content. So a lot of green products are sold here on a daily basis.
What if I just want granite, Mitch? I mean, what's available there?
We are the largest granite fabricator in the Southeast, and we warehouse in the neighborhood of 3,000 slabs at all times. Also, we have a remnant yard, extensive remnant yard, partial slabs. These will all be discounted down for the sale. You'll see anywhere from 2,000 to 3,000 remnants, and when you come in to look at these, you can achieve some savings by buying this partial slab for small vanity tops, master bath tops, tabletops, things like that, and not have to go through the expense of paying for a full slab. That allows you to achieve that savings on top of the savings that we're going to discount down with the discounts going on for the sale.
You talked earlier about flooring, specifically carpet and hardwood, and I know that you work with builders floor covering and tile, so can you tell us more about what's available there specifically to the sale? Is there anything that we should specifically be looking out for?
Sure, absolutely. We have an extensive tile gallery here in Decatur, as well as our other locations in town. We have a design center in Buckhead, one in Buford, and one in Alpharetta. The sale is strictly at the Decatur location, but we are a partner with Mohawk as well as Shaw, so we'll have a lot of those international brands on sale on this day. Then tile wise, there are so many different varieties of tile that are on the market now, and we work with all the major players as well as do some of our own importing, so a lot of those things will be offered. And then hardwoods, we offer both engineered pre-finished hardwoods as well as site finished, so those are something that we could set you up with a set consultant to come out and visit your home and determine what type flooring you'd like to purchase.
Well, Mitch, this just sounds like an absolutely amazing event. One last time, as we're running low on time, remind the audience all the information about the event, where it is, how long it's going to last, where it's located. Just give us all those details. And then finally, where can people get more information about Construction Resources?
The sale is May 9th and 10th from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. We're located at 224 Rio Circle, Decatur, Georgia, 30030. You can visit our website at www.crhomeusa.com. We will open the doors at 9 a.m. sharp Friday, and we'll be fully staffed both days to assist customers. And just look forward to a lot of new customers as well as repeat customers who come out every year.
Mitch Hires, the president of Construction Resources. As always, my friend, good to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us, and good luck with the event.
Thanks very much.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's broadcast. Check us out by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. If you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a customer rating and review on iTunes. So on behalf of today's guests, Joanne Williams and Mitch Hires, my co-hosts Ben Heisler and Carol Morgan, I'm Todd Schnick. We'll see you next week on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum Radio Show.